Committed Christians, do you remember when you first accepted Jesus as your Savior? Was it the weight of guilt and shame that brought you to Him? Was it your great need for health and healing? Did you need help with finances? Maybe family troubles were weighing you down or addictions were strangling you. Maybe you were the person who was lonely or lost or afraid and needed peace for the present and hope for a better future. There are so many reasons that we come to Jesus Christ, and He is the answer to all of them, but what makes a difference is how we stay in Jesus. Today I'm going to talk about five types of Christians: the casual, the carnal, the conversational, the contrite, and the committed. All say they believe in God, but the difference in their walk is dramatic. What do you think? The casual Christian is the one who's been in church their whole life. Parents brought them when they were little, and every Sunday they attended. They joined the youth group, maybe even the choir, and became a part of various events and conferences, and generally made church a regular part of their life. They are like the people who joined the mass exodus out of Egypt. They found that freedom, and here they could escape from poverty and oppression. Their family members were going, and they thought they'd join too. They didn't always understand everything that was going on, but they'd nod and agree when others spoke of their faith. They were surprised by the parting of the waters and impressed with the fire and smoke coming from the mountain, but the words on the stone tablets Moses brought to them really didn't mean much to them. And they paid little attention to what they said. Nothing much changed in their lives. They still got up each day, gathered their belongings, and walked with the others, but their hearts weren't really connected to what they were doing or where they were going. They're the people who were puzzled by the manna and asked, "What is it?" They're also the people who told that they should gather the manna for their household, 2 quarts for each person in their tent, but picked more or less than required and found when they measured it, they had just enough. There are also the people that ignored Moses' instruction and thought they could save themselves time by gathering manna for the next day, but found it smelled and was full of maggots. These same people went out on the Sabbath to look for more manna, even though God had said there wouldn't be manna coming on that day because it was a holy day, and that in fact their manna would remain fresh from the night before. The casual Christian, says Dr. Kurt Brannon, they lack the emotional commitment, seriousness, and loyalty. They embrace worldly ideas and are only superficially involved. These individuals are me-focused and doing whatever seems comfortable or makes life easy. This type of Christian angers their leaders and God, for they take His instructions and His Sabbath day casually and give each little thought. His message to the church in Laodicea sternly addresses these casual Christians. God says, "I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich and I have everything I want. I don't need a thing. You don't realize that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. God says, buy gold from me and white garments to cover your nakedness and buy anointment to heal your eyes. Be diligent and turn from your indifference." Well, what about the carnal Christian? They also walk the road of deliverance. They're the ones who, 3 days into the journey, became tired and thirsty. The water they found at the oasis of Marah was too bitter to drink, and they immediately complained, "What are we going to drink?" And God brought a solution to Moses, showing him a piece of wood that he could throw into the water to sweeten it. It was at Marah that God gave them the following decree to test their faithfulness. telling them, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." But the carnal Christian, he doesn't listen, and we see in this story that 1 month later they complained again. "If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt," they cry. "There we sat around with pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now you've brought us into this wilderness to starve us to death." Once again, God brought a solution, even in their complaining, providing manna daily for the next 40 years. But it wasn't enough, and when they became thirsty again, their demands became hostile. "Give us water to drink." And God, in his infinite patience, brought water from the rock at Meribah. But this was the least of their carnality, for while Moses was on the mountaintop receiving the tablets from God, the people below, tired of the delays, demanded that Aaron make a god for them. When the golden calf was presented, they celebrated with feasting and drinking and pagan revelry. God was aghast at their carnal corruption and would have finished them but for Moses' intercession. This too was the Corinthian church, which had not given up their own sins nor had repented of their impurity, sexual immorality, and eagerness for lustful pleasure. The Ephesians church seemed to have the same struggles, and God brings this charge against the church of Thyatira, who indulged in sexual sins and impure eating habits that was encouraged by the Jezebel prophet. Each were directed to repent and turn from their evil deeds and live the victorious life Jesus offers. Well, what about the conversational Christian? The one who knows all the right words, can speak the Christianese smoothly, perhaps has even memorized some scripture. They enjoy the fellowship and the encouraging teaching. They're thankful for the miracles they see in their own lives. But when the teaching becomes more challenging, when it requires a deeper understanding of the ways of God, they start murmuring. Remember Korah and his crew? Jesus met these people in Capernaum. They eagerly listened to the hillside message, and they were delighted to eat the free bread and fish. But when Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life," and he explained he's far better than the bread that came down from heaven and fed their ancestors in the wilderness, but they had to eat his flesh and drink his blood to have eternal life. Wow, they were offended by these words. "This is very hard to understand," they said. "How can anyone accept it?" And they deserted him. Conversation isn't enough. We are to serve the Lord in word and in deed, not just in conversation, but in action. Well, what about the contrite Christian? After the incident with the golden calf, God still offered them the land of milk and honey, but said, "I will not travel with you, for you are a stubborn, rebellious people." These stern words grieved the people, and they mourned their unfaithfulness and carnality, leaving aside their flashy jewelry and fine clothes. They wanted God's presence with them on their journey and knew they couldn't make it without them, and so they listened to God's instruction and gave generously of their resources and talents and purified themselves for the crossing. They were at last the people with a broken and contrite heart. The final group is the committed Christian. They are like the Levites who refused to worship the golden calf, and the strong warriors who worked with Joshua to guide the people into the promised land. They are the Joshuas and the Calebs who spied the promised land and saw only what was good and what the Lord would do and refused to live in fear. Throughout their lives, they were committed to the Lord, and they led with integrity, teaching others to fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. The salvation road is difficult, beloved, and it's narrow. Jesus said, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few can find it." He warned them, "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who will do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. So let us be the one who hears the Master say, 'Well done, good and faithful servant.'" God bless you.